we would let ourselves be surprised by where we're going next. So a new theme has presented itself. This last week, what I'm finding my heart drawn to want to explore with you next is the theme of belonging. As an extension of some of the territory that we've covered in this last year and a half, and as a portal into deepening our connection with some of the teachings, we've already visited in the foundations of mindfulness and in the heart practices and in the precepts and how we are, you know, in relationship with the world, and then how we are in relationship with ourselves. So I hope you will enjoy coming along wherever this takes us. I don't know exactly where it will take us, but it feels juicy to me in my own life right now, and in what I'm seeing and sitting with folks. And, you know, it comes out of, actually, it's not a complete departure from where we were the last 2 weeks in our theme of anxiety. Because I think one of our sources of anxiety, and certainly one of our sources of suffering, is our sense of separation. So looking at and exploring and experiencing belonging can be an antidote to anxiety. And there's many ways of exploring belonging. And the first one I thought would be fun to play with is our elemental belonging. You know, how we actually belong to this larger ecosystem of life. And one of the practices that points us to this is from the first foundation of mindfulness, the four elements, as a practice. And I actually thought this would be a fun one to do before the weather turns, so that if you want to practice with this, especially in the week between our sits, that you could take it outside. So what I'd like to do is actually for the next few weeks, do a deeper dive into one of the elements and let that be a gateway into exploring different aspects of belonging. And then there's a few other gateways into belonging, but I thought we'd start with, you know, the belonging that's actually right here. So let's play with this in our practice together. And so arriving here in this earth body, taking your time to align the skeleton, to stack the bones, to feel into the musculature of your being that's here. It might be that the eyes close or the gaze softens. Maybe just a few breaths. Feel the flow of life into and through you, and to feel the movement of this form, the substance of you that's here. Resting your attention, your awareness in the felt sense of contact, where your earth body rests upon the body of the earth. Beginning perhaps to come home to a sense of groundedness. Feeling the steadying quality of sitting still. Feeling the solidity of your own body. The hardness of teeth and nails and skeleton. That inner scaffolding. It provides a internal source of support, stability, steadiness. Feeling the weight, the mass, the substance of your body. That offers a sense of really being here. Here, the body, sitting firmly in the center of this moment, right here, grounded, present. When you find yourself lost in thought, let the solidity of this earth body help bring you home to this moment. Finding that quality of rootedness, like an old wise tree. that might bend and sway in the swirl of the mind, but there's a simultaneous steadiness, a deep presence. That's here in the center of the movements of the mind. Here. Here. feeling yourself sitting here like a mountain, steadfast, resilient. Able to weather the storms of the mind that come and go, a groundedness and stability here. Here. as you rest here, rooted. Recognizing that this earth body is sitting in a circle in companionship with other earth bodies. A circle of belonging. That our steadiness may lend a sense of support or stability to others in the midst of their storms of mind or of stress. That our rootedness and resilience might offer a circle of care, containment, or courage to the wider community. The earth bodies of this larger human family. To the earth bodies of the more than human world. From this sense of interconnection and belonging, there might bubble forth a wish that there be ease and health, vitality and safety, peace and well-being for the life of this larger earth body and all the beings that it supports and sustains. May all life know true happiness and be free from suffering. May it be so. So, this theme of belonging and this portal of the elements as a pathway to exploring this theme. You know, we so often talk about nature as if it's out there. And, you know, the truth is that this is nature. And there's no separation. And nature often is a beautiful teacher in an embodied way of some of the deepest truths of the Buddhist teachings, you know, the foundational truths of, you know, who are we? Who are we? And how to be in this world. There's such wisdom. And one of the things I so appreciate about practice in nature is it often mirrors, you know, to me, you know, we talk about mirror neurons between humans, but I often feel like there's this tremendous mirror neurons between the entire ecosystem and these bodies and beings that resonates with something that we know deeply. And this first element, there's four elements that are in the four elements practice: earth, water, fire, and air or wind. And the earth element is such a teacher of that quality of steadiness, stability, groundedness, contact, connection. And in this last year and a half, you know, when we've lived in these socially distanced ways, and there's often been this deep hunger for connection and for contact and the pain of isolation, one of the pathways that that's been available or has remained available is through our connection with the more than human world. You know, to go sit with your back against a tree or to feel the ground. You know, we can feel that stability when we sit. We can feel that stability, steadiness, that support when we walk, walking meditation, or even simply walking, you know, from one point to another, you know, in your house or outdoors in the backyard. And there's this way that the earth element reveals to us tremendous generosity. Remember those heart qualities that we've talked about at different points, that, you know, generosity, those paramis, is so evident in the abundance that the earth brings forth. You know, we are part of this cycle of exchange with the elements, and the earth element literally feeds us. You know, if you have a garden, I have a farm that I work on, and you know, this season here is a season of tremendous abundance in the harvest. You know, bushels of tomatoes and that aubergine of eggplant and the multicolored peppers and the onions that are just coming and the garlic as it's drying. And what a gift that we literally take into us. We're nourished. We take in the earth. It becomes this expression of earth. And it's given back to the earth, ultimately. We had our whole series on the heavenly messengers. It's like we come from earth and we go back to the earth. This is who we are. And to be in relationship with a sense of earth, this expression of earth and the broader expression of earth feels particularly poignant and important right now. To recognize that quality of belonging in these times when it's easy to feel alone, but also a sense of belonging as a gateway to opening the heart. This earth needs our generosity in return. It needs our care. It needs our kindness, our recognition that it is not a resource for us to extract and deplete, but to actually receive and then regift to. We have this very odd cultural sense of ownership of earth. We divide it up into little parcels. We draw maps. We draw lines. And it's actually such a strange relationship. And I thought I'd share a poem by Margaret Atwood entitled The Moment that counters this. The moment when, after many years of hard work and a long voyage, you stand in the center of your room, house, half acre, square mile, island, country, knowing at last how you got there, and say, I own this, is the same moment when the trees unloose their soft arms from around you, the birds take back their language, the cliffs fissure and collapse, the air moves back from you like a wave and you can't breathe. No, they whisper, you own nothing. You were a visitor, time after time, climbing the hill, planting the flag, proclaiming, we never belonged to you. You never found us. It was always the other way round. We are owned by the earth. We belong to this larger earth body. What if we could live from this place of our true, deeply rooted sense of belonging? You know, like a forest of beings that are interconnected with a highway of mycelium under the surface, sharing resources and information, you know, the intelligence of trees and the miracle of what we're learning about their communication, and when an invader's coming and they send messages so that their brethren, you know, across the forest know and can prepare, you know, and how trees share nutrients when one is sick. And it's like, what if this was our model for belonging? So there's such deep remembering and this elements practice of recognizing internally, you know, this theme we've had again and again over this year and a half of practicing internally and externally. If we recognize internally, earth body, solid, settled, grounded, stable. And let that inform how we move through this larger earth body. So I might pause there and offer you some time in small groups to just share what resonates with you as we begin this series on belonging, what resonates about earth body, earth element. And we'll take a little time. I love all the sharings in the chat. Beautiful. There's so many fantastic books out right now. And I invite you to enjoy each other's company, and then we'll come back for some additional sharing in a final poem. Welcome back. So lovely to see each of your smiling faces. And I'm curious if there's any brief comments from your sharing. Yeah, please. You're so welcome. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful, you know, widening that circle of settings in which belonging is being reflected to us, you know. So beautiful. So I might offer an invitation and then a final poem. You know, the invitation, if you wish, is to, you know, just notice your earthiness this coming week and the earthiness of the beings and the bodies and the landscape around you and where you feel a sense of relationship, you know, and what impact that has on the heart quality of the moment. And we'll, you know, deepen into the elements and these teachings in the coming weeks. But I'll leave you with a poem entitled Earth by Derek Walcott. Let the day grow on you upward through your feet, the vegetal knuckles, to your knees of stone, until by evening you are a black tree. Feel with evening the swifts thicken your hair, the new moon rising out of your forehead, and the moonlit veins of silver running from your armpits like rivulets under white leaves. Sleep as ants cross over your eyelids. You have never possessed anything as deeply as this. This is all you have owned from the first outcry through forever. You can never be dispossessed. So may you travel through this week with a deep sense of belonging, and if you find yourself doubting it, may your friend, this beloved earth, help remind you that your belonging is right here. It's all we are, and it's enough. So, yeah, take such good care. See you next week. Bye.